In this bulletin, the federal government flags budget cuts ahead of October's budget. The Victorian government announces changes to the state's coronavirus rules. And in sport, Australian golfer Cameron Smith misses the cut at the US Open. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwon. The federal government says it may be forced to make harder budget cuts than promised when it delivers a budget in October. Treasurer Jim Chalmers told AFR Weekend he can make a case for trimming and cutting back wasteful spending inherited. Speaking to Nine's Weekend Today show, Education Minister Jason Clare says his government colleagues will honour election promises but will have to be ruthless at the same time.
Federal budget's in worse shape than most state budgets. And so what Jim's talking about there is, one, we've got to make sure when we hand down this new budget in October that we implement the commitments we took to the election. But we've also got to go through it line by line, find the waste, find the rorts. You made the point today, find areas of duplication where you might have two departments doing the same thing to make sure that we're getting bang for buck, make sure that taxpayers are getting value for money.
Victorian employers have welcomed the state government's decision to remove the requirement for workers to have a second and third COVID vaccination in order to be employed in most sectors. Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley announced changes to the state's coronavirus rules. Masks must be worn on public transport, taxis, rideshares and planes, but not required to be worn inside airports. Masks must continue to be worn in hospitals and care facilities. Positive cases must isolate for 7 days from the day they took their test, but may leave home to drive family members to work or school without leaving the vehicle. They can also leave home for medical care or an emergency. Workers who interact with vulnerable communities will still require 3 COVID-19 doses to work. These changes will come into effect from 11:59pm on Friday, the 24th of June. The New South Wales government has made further announcements to the state's budget. Females will be front and centre in helping to transform public spaces deemed to be unsafe at night as part of a package of women-focused measures. The state's Minister for Women's Safety and the Prevention of Domestic and Sexual Violence, Natalie Ward, says $100 million will be spent on improving women's safety.
Providing in parks like this, CCTV and lighting to provide safer pathways so we can travel here, as we see a beautiful park here today, can be beautiful also at night, provided it's safe. And women travelling in the dark know that sometimes we take extra precautions. We get on our phones or we make sure that we are taking steps to ensure our safety. I'm really pleased that the government has put $30 million behind those and the two pilot projects in the Rocks and here in Parramatta Park, together with 8 other locations.
The European Union has given its blessing for Ukraine and its neighbour Moldova to become candidates to join the bloc in what would be a major geopolitical shift resulting from Russia's invasion. Though only the start of a process that may take many years, it puts Ukraine on course to realise an aspiration that would have been beyond its reach just months ago. Here's the latest from European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
In the view of the Commission, Ukraine has clearly demonstrated the country's aspiration and the country's determination to live up to European values and standards.
Ukrainians, defenders, now we are only one step away from fully-fledged integration into the EU. We have a positive assessment from the European Commission concerning candidate status for Ukraine, and it is a historic achievement for all who work for our country.
Ukraine applied to join the EU 4 days after Russian troops crossed its border in February. But membership is not guaranteed. Talks have been stalled for years with Turkey, who has been a candidate since 1999. Former United States President Donald Trump has lashed out at the House committee investigating the January 6, 2021 insurrection. In his first public appearance since the primetime TV hearings into the US Capitol riots began, Trump also teased his plans for a third presidential run. Speaking to religious conservatives at a resort in Nashville at the Faith and Freedom Coalition's Road to Majority conference, Trump criticized the committee's efforts, insisting he had done nothing wrong. A forensic exam carried out on human remains found in the Amazon rainforest has been confirmed as UK journalist Dom Phillips. The confirmation came following a dental arch exam while a DNA test was still being conducted. A second body believed to be that of Indigenous expert Bruno Pereira was still under analysis. Pereira and Phillips vanished on June the 5th in the remote Javari Valley bordering Peru and Colombia. To sport, and Australian golfer Cameron Smith has missed the cut at the US Open as Adam Scott fought desperately to stay in touch in Massachusetts. Smith's hopes of challenging for a first major championship lost momentum at Brookline after a second disappointing round. Smith slumped to 6 over par for the tournament, ensuring he would miss the halfway cut on Friday night. Playing in his 84th consecutive major, Scott is Australia's brightest hope, but will need a weekend charge after finishing 7 shots adrift of leader Colin Morikawa. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.